Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Top of the morning. We're rolling again. Yeah, June 17, 2021. We're on live and direct. Suleiman Bey in the morning drip. We're just cruising, man. What y'all know about that? The background was playing right there, man. Yeah, you got to been around for a little while at least. I ain't saying a long time, but a little while, man. You know, y'all youngsters don't know what that hip-hop is, man, where it comes from. That's it right there, 5 minutes of funk. But y'all know what I do in the morning, man. I wake up. Yeah, just the morning wake-up truck, the morning drip, man. I got to get in my spirit. You feel me? I got a calmer nerve. You know, y'all know. Yeah, so I'm just herbalizing right now, getting ready. Y'all know it's going to be about 5 minutes or something. Get myself together. Be prepared. You feel me? Yeah. That's all it is. I'm going to decimate that information to y'all as usual, as we always do. I got my son-in-law in here with us this morning. So we just cruising. So he just out getting a lesson, riding along with us. So how y'all feeling this morning? I hope all is well with y'all in your travels, in your journeys. Hope you're being prosperous and industrious. And hope everything that you're searching for and looking for is coming to you. If you're looking for the wrong things, that'll come to you too now. So don't be looking for the wrong things. Got to make sure y'all focus your energy and channel everything in the right direction. Okay. So, yes, as I continue to herbalize here, let me get back over here. As I continue to get myself prepared for you guys so I can give you all the information what you need. We just go cruise and ride a little this morning. Get that word of the day out to you. Talk a little about the credit. You feel me? Talk a little bit about the Talk a little about pooling our resources. The importance of using our credit, you know, in the straw man. Understanding that, and understanding the proclaiming your nationality, you know, as far as your Aboriginal native status instead of being a Negro, and people don't understand that. They think you're just talking, think you're just being crazy when you're saying something about that. Oh man, that nigga crazy. That's how y'all talk. That's how we talk. Oh man, that nigga crazy right there, man. Oh man, them folks go this to that man. Oh, them folks go, man, quit living in fear. That's what we're doing. We're living in fear. But soon as a brother like myself or a sister say something to you, we got to be all kinds of niggas and bad stuff, and you ready to do us in quick. See, we ready to do each other in quick. You'll pull your pistol out on me quick. You will shoot at me quick. You will rob me quick. But you won't do nothing to the person that's been having their foot on your neck for all these years. Your open enemy. That's what the book say. Your open enemy. People been open, somebody been open enemy to you all your life, and you got all the love, respect, and admiration for him. Yes, sir, master. Yes, boss. Yes, sir, I would be good. Yeah, that's how you talk. That's how we do. Anything they say, snap, we do it. But your brothers and sisters say something to you, look us up and down, we ain't shit. You ready to kill us. And that's how fucked up we is. Excuse my language. I mean, that's how we messed up is. So that's the things, the disciplines that we have to understand and correct inside of ourselves. See, we've been made perpetual slaves. We on autopilot. This is what we do. We hate ourselves. You feel me? You want to hate on your own brother and sister, man. And that's just how it's been going for us for the long time. Our brothers and sisters turned their back on us, told us in the bondage. So you saw the story of Joseph. So that's just what it is, understanding the times and what time it is. So what do you do? How do you advance that? You know, how do you get around that? You feel me? It starts with yourself. It starts with your home environment. So your home environment is where it starts at. So if you got a family of four, a family of five, a family of two, family of three, whatever it is, you the head of the household, then you got to start the example on how it goes. You and yours, you and your girl, you and your wife. Y'all got to pool your resources. And make something happen. What do I mean by that? Let me get these incense lit. Are they still going? So what do I mean by pooling the resources? Well, let's say in your family is you, your girl, and let's say you got a child in the house, two couple of childs. Let's say one of them, 14, 13, 14. Okay, well, this is the age where you can start adding them on between 13 and 15 on authorized user, on your authorized user account, stuff like that, preparing them. And the ones that's in your house that's grown, y'all need to focus on getting your, for one, checking out your credit. A lot of people don't even look at their credit. Only thing they look at their credit score. They don't take the report. We don't take the report and go look at it and look at it and see, what is this on here? Is this mine or is not? And even if it is yours, is it accurate or is it inaccurate? And then who is the burden of proof on to prove that? Is it on you to prove it? Say, hey, nah, somebody reported that on you. It's on them to prove it. It's on them to say, hey, you when you dispute it and say, hey, I don't know nothing about that. I don't care if you did it or not. They got to prove it. They got to prove it with a signature and all kinds of other stuff. So a lot of times we just don't know. It's just information on how to go about stuff with the credit bureaus. Anytime you get denied credit, you can get a free credit report. Why you was denied? Go see what's on there. Dispute. Man, they got to prove it. They got 30 days to prove whatever you dispute. They got to prove it. So you might have bought something. They got a hard inquiry and didn't even get nothing. You want to try to get to a car, some jewelry, whatever, got some hard inquiries and didn't even get nothing. Dispute it. Man, them people got to produce that contract with your signature. How many businesses keeping contracts like that and you ain't bought nothing? And this was a year ago. You got it on your thing. You think they keep it that on file? Everybody that comes through there and buy nothing to keep it on file? No, ma'am, no, sir. They don't even have no copies of that shit. But it's on your report. It hit you. Them inquiries costed you some points. So y'all just ride around with the 500, 600 credits. I'm on my credit good. Your credit ain't no good. The national average is 711. Hell, your credit is Al Boo-Boo. So you call it what you want to. I'll call a spade. Your credit is Al Boo-Boo. It got anything with a 6 on it. You dead in the water. You might get a couple little credit cards or something, but you ain't got, that ain't nothing. The natural national average is 711. In this day, it's so easy to clean up your credit. You don't even need help from Lexington Law and all them. Call me. Yeah, get on the Block Talk. Call Legal Empowerment Group, 101. Yeah, the LLC, .com. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know the information. Y'all been tuning in. Hit us up and get it taken care of quick. You start seeing the points go up 60 days. You see that stuff come over there. You take you and yourself, just you and your girl in the house, all right? Repair your credit first. What does repair mean? Repair means take off all the negatives on your report. Okay? If you got the collections, charge-offs, late payments, all right, inquiries, too many inquiries, you could clean all that stuff up. Boop, letter. Yeah, the click of a wrist. Boop, letter. Okay, clean all that up. Okay, watch your point. Boom, boom, boom. Now your stuff is clean up, and then you got to add the things onto your report that you need. How's your credit? Is your credit balance? Is it got primary accounts? Is it got revolving accounts, installment accounts, you know, loans? You know, they want to see different little things, and then get your little payday loan. A little $200. One of them give you $200, $300 for a couple of weeks or something. You ain't tripping. You just want to borrow the money so it's on the report. They can report it. You go to one of the speedy cabs or something, man. You don't even want the money, man. You got a pocket full of money. Tell them you're doing what's here for today. That's one $300. Yeah, let them get an account with you, a little contract with them. Put it on an account. Go on and write it up to the bureau. Get that little $300. Yeah, and pay them off real quick. Give them $50 a week, 7 weeks or something. Pay it off. Yeah, you know, whatever. Give them, turn around and give them the money or whatever. Have them report it. Stuff like that. Put them primary accounts on there. You know, Quill and Uline and different companies and stuff that you can use to buy household products. All the little, you know, you can buy household products out of a lot of the catalogs that these people offer and give credit to for a lot of the primary accounts. You know, all the HUD and Chases and all those type of people. You feel me? Where's my other paper? Yeah, let's see. So, So you got the people like, for example, you got the, you know, the people, all the people know us, but a lot of people give them out the same ones, the My Jewelers Club and New Coast Direct, report to all three, National Credit Direct. You get your Credit Strong account, an installment loan where they're going to give you, open up a CD for you and you can borrow against your own money, which you put it in. They got the self-help, the self-lender, do the same thing. You put money in, you can borrow money out, build up a credit. HUD and Chase was off for a minute. They were reporting to Equifax. You need about $1,500, and you could buy stuff from them. They used to have Ox Publishing. I don't know what happened to Ox Publishing. You get $2,500 and order books and stuff like that, put it on and report to your credit. So you got different stuff out there, and then you got to get that jury. You know, it's a lot of different primaries and stuff that you could put on your credit report that reports. So you want to have balance. You want to have a multitude of those on there. All right, so that's one of the things right there. My COVID is too connected to you. Okay, so bam. Right, so that's on that. Now you say, what's the importance of that? Well, you got to have that stuff on your credit because they want to see. They want to see how you, your habits. You know, they want to see your habits when you're borrowing, so. That's important on there. Now, you can try to go borrow all you want to. Credit plays a factor in borrowing. I don't give a damn if you're borrowing for a business. They're going to run your personal credit. You can know all you want to know and learn all you want to learn about business side, but you got to remember about the person, the credit side. You got to remember about that. Yeah, they're not shit. Your habits determine your business habits. Hell, that's common sense. Do you understand that? Yeah, your habits determine your business habits. Yeah, they're not going to let you just because you got a business and you got a business rolled up good and everything look good on paper. Hell, they put the check your personal credit to see your habits because you're responsible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, the business is getting the money. Yeah, so don't overlook that. So that's the role people got to do. You got to get that up to par. You got to clean it up. Clean that shit up yourself, man. These people charging all this money, man, to send in letters on your behalf, man. You can cut out all the middleman. You can hit the credit, the collectors. You get the note from the collector. You write them and you tell them to validate that, man. Send me the information you got. When you look at the information what they got, they send it to you, and you know whether they got you or not. You know whether that was you. Because if they don't send you nothing with your signature on it, it's generated from a computer or something like that. That's not sufficient. That's not sufficient. And by them sending notices in the mail, that don't mean that you got the notice. You can't send a person a general mail letter and say and declare that they got that notice. That's why they keep sending them to you. They send you a notice, say, in 30 days, if you don't respond, but they keep sending that to you for a whole year, they can send the same notice to you. Keep talking about 30 days. You're like, damn, you should have been booked me by now. They ain't even booked you. Why they ain't booked you? One, they ain't got shit. But two, they don't even know if they done got in contact with you. They didn't send a certified mail with return receipt with signature, meaning you have to sign for it. So they don't even know that you got it. So you put them on notice. Hey, man, this is correct my information in the bureaus. This is my address. He put on a whole different address from where the collector's been sending it to. Then all of them collections where they've been sending it to the other addresses, null and void. Nobody never sent you none there. Now the new one, they're going to report. Everybody can pull it up. So when everybody pulls it up, they're going to send you new ones to that address. And then when they send you a new one to that address, you write them and tell them to validate it because now you just started the whole process over. See, you want to get the information from them and tell them to send what they got. Now they go send you what you got. You go look at it. Oh, you already know that they bogus. You already know that they don't got nothing. And then you go put them on cease and desist. But then once they send you the information you want, who the original creditor is or all that, you put them on cease and desist. You write them a letter and say, do not write me and my family work or nothing no more. They got you by law. Not talk to you no more. Only thing they could write you and say is either that they're suing and they're about to send the court claim, the judgment against you. You feel me? Or what they talking about. Other than that, they can't write you no more. So that's how you kill them. See, you kill them the way you put in. You put the bureaus on notice. You tell the bureaus, y'all got a responsibility. See, do y'all know the bureau's responsibility? The bureau's responsibility is to record, collect information that's given to them. They don't know whether it's accurate. They just collect it. It's up for you because it's your report to tell them whether it's accurate or not. They just report it. Whoever gives them the information, somebody can call from one of the stores, say you want some credit, and they just write the information down. Now, you got to go on your report and look and say, okay, I lived at this address before. Oh, I had this name before. But they be having all kinds of bogus names, addresses, everything. But yeah. So that's how that go. So you clean it up and you work it like that. Now that's the so that's important to that. So when you pull it down, pulling your resources. So if you got two of y'all in the house, y'all work on y'all reports, y'all write y'all letters, y'all get y'all stuff cleaned up, and you get higher than that seven, you want to be 750 and higher. So you want to work, you get it down packed enough, you're still working on and get up to that high escalons in them eights. But you want to be higher than that 750. You want to at least be, that 760, higher than that, in that good excellent almost range. So you just hit them letters and work together. Now, between y'all two, just building up your credit, just y'all credit alone building up, is to open up so much stuff for you. It's to open up so many avenues for you, and the things that you could do, the borrowing power that you have, the combined power that you have, that's the thing about it. See, what one can do by itself, now you got a cosigner who's equal. You can be equal or more with the value. You can't lose like that. You feel me? It ain't just you coming strong, but they say, okay, well, we need just a little more. Now you got your cosigner who just as strong. Y'all got it, whatever y'all want, working together. You see that? Now, if you got more elders in your house that you could bring along, then imagine y'all borrowing power and when you want to go into business. See, that was a personal move. I was talking to you about starting at home on a personal move. But when you want to go to a business, then you bring your family members on board. Get the elders. The young people want to be into their own world, do their own thing. They're scared to give anybody anything, but they want to blow their money on all the wrong bull BS. They want to go give them folks all their money. The same thing. Everybody talking about they're a hustler, but you go give another hustler all your money. Yeah, I do a hustler. I'd rather go buy my clothes from Walmart. Hell, if I'm going to let somebody hustle me, I'm going to let a cheap motherfucker hustle me. Yeah, who just begging for $3 and $4, $5 and $6, some little tools and views. Not somebody just begging for G's and ain't giving me nothing back. Yeah, so you want to go where Da Vinci and whoever their names is and all the people's names, they ain't giving you nothing back. You doing everything you can, out killing yourself, killing your people, your kind, to go give this person all your money for them to live in castles and mansions and wealthy. What do you have? Think about that. Instead of saving your coins, building something for yourself. Hell, it ain't nothing to build you a shop. I just walked into a man's house. Hell, they got a whole wood shop in his house. Hell, they building what the hell they want. Hell, why you can't have to build you a house and save your money and make your own clothes? People don't think like that. You want to wear somebody else's shit. Yeah, and you think you the shit. Wearing somebody else's shit. Wear your own shit and make people wear your shit. That's being a boss. Yeah, everybody think they own something. Think like that. You want to go wear Jordan. Man, fuck Michael Jordan. You know that? I'm going to say it just like that. When I was young, I was getting plenty of money. I didn't give a fuck about Michael Jordan. I probably bought 2 pairs of Jordans in my life. I don't give a damn about no Michael Jordan. We'll get Michael Jordan and no LeBron. No one said that shit is for people just to put on so people can say, oh, he got them on. I don't give a fuck about that. I'd rather go buy me 3 pair of shoes for that. Show wood and go rock fits. I make the fit. LeBron don't make the fit on me. I make a fit. I go wear some motherfucking Soldier Reeboks and look better than you and your LeBron. I go put on a fit and rock it. That's what it's about. Hey, I'd rather go rock 3 fits for $175, $200 and go give me 3 pair of shoes that I can rock. Yeah, how about that? So it's just understanding the disciplines and the sciences. They got us on autopilot. That's what a nigga is. You've been made into a consumer. You just buy everything. Mm-hmm. Everything. That's what I've been trying to teach my boy here, man. Y'all just buy everything, man. Anything these motherfuckers put out there, we just buy it. We just be consumers. Oh, get it. What the fuck is it getting you? This blog radio. Disclaimer. This is for entertainment purposes only. Yeah, I'm not no broker. Yeah, I'm not no any information I'm giving you is personal. It's from mine. It's my views. You feel me? It don't represent the company this is or none of that. It's me. You feel me? So when you want to have a grievance, then you call in and you talk shit about Suleiman Bey. You feel me? That's because that's who I'm representing here. So that's what this is about, man. This is about pooling our resources, doing better for ourselves. Yeah, you got people in your family that created genius. Hell, one of my stepsons, hell, I seen him draw. I mean, he could draw and do all kinds of stuff good. 6 years old. Hell, who's to say he can't be a painter or something like that? Hell, who's to say you don't have somebody in it and that already know how to put designs, know how to make designs for stuff in their head? You feel me? We don't know what children are walking around with in their mind. We don't ask them. You feel me? We just doing our own thing and putting them into their little caves and their little corners. They can't even be brilliant. You don't know what's in their mind. They might be sitting there thinking about design and stuff, being a builder. You feel me? That kind of stuff that we can use. You feel me? So that's what this is about. We're trying to pull our resources and grow, and we're trying to put our children into the sciences and disciplines that goes with their body, with their buildup. That's the understanding the science of when you're creating. You feel me? Going through the zodiac. Just going back to our zodiac constitution now. Understanding that. How each sign is. And that for 9 months, you're going through those cycles inside your mother's womb. And if you understand them cycles, the attributes, the character attributes that go along with them cycles, then you can understand what type of being that you're bringing into the world. But us as parents, we don't understand that. We out here humping around, like Bobby Brown used to say, y'all old enough to hear that song. Out here humping around. We worse than the animals. The animals don't hump just to hump. The animals hump to procreate. You know what procreate means? That means to bring more children into the universe, to recreate. That's what that means. We don't have sex for that. Most people just go have sex. Boom, 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 boom. They meet a person. They don't even find out who the person is. They just see their ass or their face. Hey, what's up, babe? Or the bride, see you got something good. Or, hey, what's up? And then 2 days or the next night or that night, y'all having sex unprotected, and they think, you know, the person is pregnant. That's what black people do. That's what black people do. They don't court, find out who the person is. You know, old school back in the day, you had the court. You couldn't go. You had to have a chaperone. You couldn't go out with no girl by yourself. What? Man, we're talking about way back, man. Man, we got to catch up to speed. So the people, then you had it where your great folks, like for instance, my great grandpa, Tupapa, was he was 33, and my great grandmama Tumama, when they had their first child. Now, did you hear that? Yeah, that's when he got her. So that's how it was. But nowadays, they said, oh, that's out of pocket. Well, yeah, because you got to understand the mentality. See, he was taking her in, and he took care of her, all them children that they had, you feel me? So, but nowadays, people just into manipulation. See, so they go take the young mind and manipulate and destroy the young mind instead of raising them, trying to grow. So that's the difference. But when a woman comes into her menstrual, she's of childbearing. That's from the universe. You can't. So if anybody wants to say, oh, the person's too young. No, the person's not too young. The person is that when the woman starts her period, she's at childbearing. She can bear children then. So she becomes a woman. Now it's up to somebody if they're going to nurture her mind. If her mom has nurtured her mind and prepared her, then if somebody comes along and will also feed her mind that's older and mature, that should be no problem. You know, the universe already prepared her to have a baby. But, oh, we look at that as the taboo, because that's what the Europeans put in you. You don't understand how to go back to your civilizations, because you don't have your own culture. You have a culture that's been created for you. Yep, for you. Culture has been created for you. It's a black culture. It's a black culture. And that's the word of the day. We're going to go from there. Grab one of those. Grab this big dictionary. Grab the big unabridged dictionary from it. We're going to go into the black. And I'm going to show you the color game again. Okay, hold it for a second. I'm going to show you the color game again. Okay? So we'll go. So today we're going to go into black, and we're going to the word color. And I'm going to show you what color is in law. Okay? Because they call us Negroes, blacks, colors, right? Okay. So I want to show you. Okay. I want to give it to you what those are. So you can see how the game's been, how it's been played on you. Okay. Black, huh? You black? But you see, y'all see y'all black. Y'all see y'all black. So let's tap in. Let's tap in so y'all can see what the word black means. One, okay, this is from Random House. This is the old 1966 unabridged edition. So unabridged is the best kind of dictionaries you could get. The older dictionaries you could get, the better, because the language in it was an original. And now, you know, they still, the more they make new additions of stuff, they tend to alter, edit, and change things. Because the people are catching on to the hooks and the crooks. Okay? So now, let's go into black. Right, tell me this call. Okay, black. Okay, black. One, lacking hue and brightness. Lacking hue? Wait a minute. If you black, you lacking hue, you can't be lacking hue. How can you be black? Well let's stop right here. Let's see what hue is. I know what hue is. Do you know what hue is? Okay, but just in case you don't know, I'm not going to tell it to you. I'm going to go define it. There we go. So that's bogus already. Okay. Hue. One, the property of light by which the color of an object is classified as red, blue, green, or yellow in reference to the spectrum, a gradation or rarity of a color, tint, pale hues. That's two. Three, color, all the hues of the rainbow. Four, form or appearance. Five, complexion, appearance, color, medieval hue, old eagle hue, form, appearance, color. Birds down, icy hue, birds down, Swabian skin, complexion, Gothian hue, form, appearance, hueless. Property of light by which the color of an eye is classified. Yeah, so lacking hue and brightness, absorbing light without reflecting any of the rays composing it, as the title of this page. Wearing black or dark clothing, armor, the black prince. Three, of pertaining to or belonging to an ethnic group characterized by dark skin pigmentation. B, pertaining specifically to the dark-skinned peoples of Africa, Oceania, and Australia, the Negroes, Negritos, Papuans, Melanesians, and Australian Aboriginals. Four, soiled or stained with dirt. Six, gloomy, pessimistic, dismal. See? You're lacking hue. Black is lacking hue and brightness? Wow, well, you're definitely not lacking hue or brightness, because the world is following you. They just following you in an image that's not yours, because you're not in your own image. But you definitely have hue, and you're definitely bright, so you're definitely not black. Now, that's the black hole. Now, let's go into law about the color code, okay? Let's go into law about the color code. Okay, now let me crack the color code for you so you can see that. Okay, we'll go into Black's Law Dictionary, abridged, 7th edition. Now we're going to go into color, what color of law is, the color of authority is, okay? Okay, color. So now we're going to go into what color is, okay? For all y'all that said, because the first, they said it was Negroes, okay? Black color. We just saw what black was. Black means lacking hue and brightness. You of hue. You a hue man. Not human. You're a hue man. You have hue. It just says the definition was lacking hue and brightness, and you're bright. The whole world follows you. Only thing, what they follow is not brightness. It looks like light, but it's not. It's you. They following darkness, because the world that they created for us is dark. but it looks like light to the, appears to light to the world. So everybody's drawn over here. But we living in darkness over here. It's only a few that they are led to have, and they put the image on them to keep the rest of the world looking and saying, oh, the Negroes got something over here. The Negroes ain't got nothing over here. The Negroes the worst type over here. Don't nobody like the Negro. The Negro despised over here. Every store the Negro walk in, he's looked at. He's watched when he goes to the store. If you go to the bank to do business, even if you got a business account, you under suspicion. They check your IDs, all that. Did you know that? That's what the Negro get over here. They don't tell you that. They don't tell you what the life of being black over here, what all the blacks got, what you got in your family, what your family got, how many people so-called made it and way up in the in a star in your family and is helping you. Yeah, the Negro black color ain't got nothing in this country. We're on the bottom rail. That's what they don't want to tell you, and that's what they don't tell you. But that's what it is, and that's what's going on. So I'm here to tell you about that. So now we just went on black. So that's what gets you what you get for being black, right? Now, this is what you get for being color, okay? Color from the black law. This is what they use. This because they're under law, okay? They're under law, so they have to use law terminology. Now, what you believe, you read Mr. Webster's dictionary. They don't use Mr. Webster's dictionary in law. They use law dictionaries. So this from the law dictionary, this is color. Appearance, guise, or semblance, especially the appearance of a legal claim to a right, authority, or office, color or title. Let me read that again. Color, appearance, guise, or semblance. Those three words are not definitive. Though appear, they appear to be. That's not definitive. Guise, that's like colorable. That's guise. It's an image. Semblance, look alike. That's not. Those are not definitive. Then it says, especially the appearance, figure the word, of a legal claim to a right, authority. Who by whose authority? You say you got law on me, you the authority. You see? Color or title. Okay. Two, common law pleading. An apparent but legally insufficient ground of action admitted in a defendant's pleading to exist for the plaintiff, especially a plaintiff's apparent and usually false right or title to property, the existence of which is pleaded by the defendant as a confession and avoidance to remove the case from the jury by turning the issue from one of fact to one of law. Right, right. So that's that. Yeah, you moving my ethers. Just chill. Just chill and enjoy the show. Yeah, still enjoy the show. Don't touch them. Back up. Yeah, you serving my ethers. Yeah, you a guest at the show. Just chill and enjoy the show. Okay. And yeah, that's it. Don't be in motion and moving because I'm trying to stay in my ethers with the flow. Where I'm going, then I got to feel what you got going on. Do that. That's all you got to do over there. Okay, so color. That's the color, okay? So she's showing you now. This is the guise. This is the emblem. Now, colorable. Of a claim or action. Appearing to be true. There it go. Colorable, appearing to be true, valid, or right. Two, intended to deceive, counterfeit. Come on, bro. Is y'all listening? This is in the dictionary. This is in the law dictionary. Then it says, the court found the conveyance of exempt property to be a colorable transfer, and so set it aside. Man, this stuff is bogus. Color of authority, the appearance or presumption of authority sanctioned in a public officer's actions. The authority derives from the officer's apparent title to the office or from a writ or other apparently valid process the officer bears. So they under bogus term. Y'all don't even know who they is. Y'all don't even know who a real officer of law is, do you? If you get pulled over, do you know who a real officer of law is? Or do you know it different from a mercenary? A hired mercenary just pull you over and pop your melon. Because that's what they be doing. See, y'all don't even know the difference, huh? Because you don't understand Constitution. There's only one sanctioned constitutional officers in the country under the Constitution. Who is that? I ain't never heard no song about that. You ever talking about F the police? No, the old school, John Bob Marley never said, I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy. It's the only thing. You watch Andy Griffith, all them old shows from the back, who they had around.
sheriff. You watch the old cowboy movie, they come into town, who they looking for? Where's the sheriff? Not the city police. Yeah, y'all running from the city police and all they don't understand they here. They hire mercenaries. Get the fuck out of here. They ain't even constitutional. They get hired. They're not sworn in. They're not elected. The Constitution only accepts elected officials. You have to elect them by the constituents, meaning by the people. That's a republic. These people are hired. They can come out by anybody. It could be any scum on earth could go and hide and be a police because they just hire you. You're not elected by the people. So your own people can't come up there and say, oh, shit, we know him. Hell no, that motherfucker head fucked up. He can't be no shit. He don't even like blacks or he don't even like Mexicans. We know him. No, they don't. They just hire any motherfucker. Pull in an application. As long as you ain't got no trouble, they'll put you on the force. So you got all these cowboys, Indians, hillbillies, all kinds of shit. Rednecks, all kinds of shit riding around on the force looking for you. That's what they out there for, looking for you so they can pull you over, stop and frisk and detain you and capture you and kidnap you. And y'all playing a game out here, running around wanting to be Negroes, your pants sagging, doing all the shit that they do so they can pull you over and kill you. Dumb nigga you. That's what's going on. So you need to get your image and likeness right. Get back in your right mind. When they pull you over, they don't know who you is. They don't know if you're foreign. Because you got your garb on. Family looking presentable and respectful when you out. Instead of your pants and shit hanging down and all that. You look like a fool. I see the difference I get when I walk around with my turban and stuff on. People don't even treat me the same. They don't know what my mouth look and sound like under here or what I am. I can speak in a different language. I've done it plenty of times. Talk like I'm Indian or something. I get different respect from with it off. Come nigga y'all. Y'all just want to be niggas and run around. Y'all think it's hip. They created that for you. They created that culture for you. Y'all don't know nothing about it. Y'all need to study. You need to study yourself. They created all this stuff for us. They the one benefited from it. If they could pay you $300 million to dribble a ball, how much money do you think I'm making? If I, nigga, you my nigga. If I could give you $300 million, how much you think I'm worth if I'm making off you? Instead of understand how business is done, you nothing. So they make us think that they say, oh, they got all this, and all of them end up broken down, except the one, the token few that they keep, like a Michael Jordan, who they allow to stay flourished up there. Most of them to die in Magic Johnson. You feel me? It's a few. Most of them who ball out now end up with nothing. You got to be a giant to really hold on and keep. Most of them end up with nothing. Got to keep working. Look what happened to Charles Barkley. All he gambling, all this stuff. They don't even have no money left. You only had a few giants that they allowed, the Shaqs and all them, they allowed to continue to be global icons and images. But they allow that. They don't tell you nothing that's going to make you bring yourself up. They might help the community and give back a little, but you're still in the black community. The Europeans still control the capital that comes into that. And what goes on to that, your community ain't cleaned up. Your kids can't go to play in the park and enjoy themselves and don't worry about gunfire and violence like the Europeans can in their communities and their nice parks. You got to go up to their parks to play. So what's helping you? Yeah, so that's color. So that's color of authority. Hey, color of law. The appearance or semblance without the substance of a legal right. The term usually implies a misuse of power made possible because the wrongdoer is clothed with the authority of the state. State action is synonymous with color of law in the context of federal civil rights statutes for criminal law. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? I'm going to read it again. I'm going to slow it down and I'm going to break it down. Color of law, the definition from Black Law Dictionary, 7th edition. It says, color of law, we're talking about the law now. It says, the appearance or semblance without the substance, that means it's bogus, of a legal right. The term usually implies a misuse of power made possible because the wrongdoer, meaning the police, is clothed with the authority of the state. Right, meaning he's talking about the police. State action is synonymous with color of law. In the context of federal civil rights statutes or criminal law. So anything they call it criminal law or they tell them, oh, this is violating our civil rights, is dealing with color of law. They bogus. Man, you ain't even dealing with the right authorities. You got constitutional codes to follow. They got a constitutional oath to follow. But you don't understand that. You don't understand that that's all that stuff been subverted, has been suspended. That's what their little wars and fights was over. Their little Confederacy flag. You don't understand that the Confederate States is the Democratic Party. Oh, did he say that? Yeah, the same people that had you in physical bondage. At least the Northerners know how to keep you in a bondage just mentally, what you got now, which is where they put you on the paper game and put you on the plantation through the prison system. That's how they wanted to do it. They wanted to put on the clean cloth. Say, man, you can't keep whipping these people and killing these people and lynching these people. We got the whole world looking. We can't be industrious and keep our money flowing with the world looking, and we doing that. Because, see, that's what they do, and they tell you there's other people doing in the other countries, the Saddam and all that. Oh, they're doing this to their people. Regime change. Get these people out of here. They're harming their people. But right over here, right at home, that's what they're doing. But they're doing it now with the system. See? Because now when you committed for a crime, you can do servitude. You can do slavery or involuntary servitude. So you go to the plantation, and the state, they don't pay them nothing. And the feds, they give them a little money. So on one, you're doing full slavery, and on one, you're doing involuntary servitude. You don't want to work, but they're going to make you work in the feds. Get your ass up. Everybody got to have a job. I don't give a damn how much money you got. You got to be doing something. You got to have a clerical job, or you got to be doing something. They want you on the payroll, involuntary servitude, because I don't want to go work, but I got to go work. Or they go take shit from you. You feel me? Shit like that. So that's how they go on. So how do you prove that? So that's how they carved it off. You prove that, everything is constitutional. The 13th Amendment of 1865, that was the year they said they freed the slaves. You can't free nobody. If you could free somebody, you can enslave them again. I got to free my goddamn self. What you mean? The only thing they did was they stopped the institution of slavery as how they did it, the physical part. They never killed the whole slavery as a full institution, just the physical part. Prove it right here. The same year that they said that they freed the slaves, 1865, they created the 13th Amendment. It says, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Section 2 says, Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Congress, so what that mean? Congress going to make the law to punish you. So Congress became the new slave owner. That's all they did. They made every law to keep your black ass enslaved. So they made the black hole laws before that in 1724. I read them to y'all weeks ago. All the things blacks can and can't do. You can't go here. You can't bit, bop, or fart without them whipping you and be somewhere. Can't drink this. Can't go in this door. Got to go over here. Can't be out past dark. Can't go down. Everything to just stop and frisk and harass you, to punish you, to put you back in work in bondage. So that's what they do. They waiting. In the hood, you see them all the time. Go across the tracks. Go across the tracks to where Mama Mayhem and them live uptown and see how many police you see in them neighborhoods. You ain't going to see them around. No, you ain't even going to have to worry about them up there. As soon as you cross there to your side, guess what? They everywhere, and they looking for you. They're looking for a reason. So that's what that was. Congress became the new slave owner. They made all these laws. The people in the pen, you say, man, can't wait till Congress changes law. Congress ain't changing no law to help you. They give a little to make it look like it's justice, but it's no justice because you're going under Negro. You saying you're a Negro, and you saying you're black, and you saying you're colored, and I just read it to you. None of that is this. All of that is appearances, semblance, guises. Artificial, counterfeit. All them words came up, and all the words we just studied from black to color, we ran into the words counterfeit, semblance, guise, appearance, apparent. These all words is not definitive. So that's what we up against. So with that, they have a lot of books. I got a lot of treaties, a lot of agreements that form the allegiance, the alliance that you call the United States of America, United States and United States of America. Stuff like that you guys need to study. But as far as just understanding that the case in McGirt versus Oklahoma, that was a case dealing with nationality. That was a case dealing with an aboriginal, with the natives, and they can't criminalize them under the black code law. I'm going to call them for the names of what they are. They call them a new law. They call them new now. They just call them criminal law. But they're the black code laws from 1724 sanctioned by the church. That's what gives them the reason to keep criminalizing everything and keep punishing you under the 13th Amendment. So the McGirt versus Oklahoma case last year was decided by the Supreme Court, and they said that the state of Oklahoma had to overturn all them cases that they can't, the natives can't be criminalized under those acts, under the Negro Act. So if you go study the case out of South Carolina, the old case out of South Carolina, the Sundry Free Moors Act, that's what they said. They petitioned the Senate. They petitioned the South Carolina Senate. They said, we free Moors. And don't send us under them some Negro acts, some Negro laws y'all got. Now, I promise you, go look it up. The Sundry Free Moors Act, South Carolina. Yes, on the records, in the assembly. They show as them dead. Don't put us under them same black code. We free Moors. Yeah, we free Moors. They call them black. They try to make everybody synonymous. They know who he is around here. That's how they erase your history. Moors is already here, so you'll see it. You see it by themselves. They're like, man, we don't want to be put under them black hole laws, them black acts. That's what we get criminalized under. So they stop and frisk you. Next thing you know, you're in jail. Next thing you know, you're in jail. So that's the thing. That's the thing right there. To stand prepared, pooling our resources, building our credit, and getting in contact with your family and understand who you are as far as a native, an Aboriginal native. What tribe you from, because they recognize the tribes, the five civilized tribes. You know, each one of y'all got in your DNA. Cherokee, Creek, yeah, the Muskegee, you got that lineage in you. Yeah, Seminole, you got that stuff in you. Just go study it. Ask your people, go do all whatever research you need to do and study it. A lot of stuff they destroyed on purpose because it shows your history. A lot of us, when we go look back, you won't get farther than where you can go. They just start disappearing. The people who are like that, where you can't go back and trace, and you go back and trace, then more times than not, you Aboriginal here, because that's the people records that they got rid of, and your land is here. You Aboriginal to the land. That's why you can't go no further than where you go. But where you at, if it takes you to a reservation and to your people right there, you don't need to go no further, because them the tribes, this is the land that's set aside. You at home. You at home, they set aside the whole damn near whole half, the east side, whole east side of Oklahoma is for the civilized tribes set aside. Anybody getting criminalized under that, just an Indian native so-called, you won't get criminalized and be in these prisons and go to jail like that. You have to be on a tribe to go through the tribal, through your own people. Yeah, the Europeans can't put you in their jails and stuff like that. So they made them overturn it. So that means, so the state said, Oklahoma said, well, damn, what about all our revenue? We pulling people over, giving them tickets, programs, jails, prisons, where our revenue, shit, they got to find another source of revenue. You know how that hurts? Now, why I say that? What did that have to do with you in another state? Because that's a retroactive. Shit, all you got to do is buck and wake up who you are in another state. Because all of our blood is tied in here. We all that migrated and just spread out. So when you just check your DNA and shit, all you got to do is wake up and proclaim your land. And then they're going to have to take to some water. Because they far away from home. It's not Europe. That's all people we don't use. Common sense is not so common. They make you use all these senses that they tell you about, and they're all physical. The five senses they tell you about, but it's more than five. What about above the eyes? What about intuition? What about telepathy? You feel me? People don't think about stuff like that. You feel me? So just look at what's going on in the universe. Just look how it's lining up. Just recognize who you are, and we go get through this. Bro, we gonna get through this, bro. So we keep being black, Negroes, blacks of color, even the word Indian. That's a misnomer. That's a false tag, because if you calling the people here Indian, then guess what that means? I got a 12-year-old. What does that mean? If I say Indian to you, what's the first thing you think? What's the first place you think of when I say Indian?
Kwana.
Wow, that's beautiful too, and that picture shows her sitting out there. When you say the word Indian, it says all you need that the word says it all that you need. It says Indian, so it's India. The word India is in there. It's telling you who these people are and their root. When you say Iranian, what does that tell you? When you say Somalian, what does that tell you? When you say Ethiopian, what does that tell you? You know they from Ethiopia. You know they from Iran. You know they from Iraq. Saudi Arabia, you know they from Saudi. You know they from Arabia. Where is Negro land? Oh, y'all ain't found it on the map yet? Okay, thank you. Where is Black Land? Oh, yeah. Where is Colored Land? Oh, okay. Y'all ain't found that one yet either. Where is African American Land? Because that's one continent and that's another one. So who are you? Oh, you don't know. For 1 year, they called you Negro. For some years, they called you Black. They called you Colors, Afro-Americans. Ask him, you can just keep changing. Here we go again, adult. Here we go again, German Shepherd. Here we go again, German Shepherd. How many of y'all been to Germany? Oh, you don't got to raise your hand because class almost over. I don't got to wait to see how many of y'all. Not many of y'all. Probably none of y'all. Few of y'all probably been to Germany. But you done ran into plenty of German Shepherds, right? Every time you see one, what do you call it? That's right. You call it a German Shepherd. If you in Texas, you don't say it's a Texas Shepherd. If you're in California, you don't say, hey, they go California Shepherd. If you're in Minnesota, you don't say, oh, they go Minnesota Shepherd. Anywhere you ever see the German Shepherd, you call it a German Shepherd because that's what the food it is. It's a German Shepherd. That's his bloodline, his pedigree. So how come you keep changing? How come your spots keep changing on you? They got leopards with spot, leopards without spot. No matter what, it's a leopard, whether it's a black leopard or a spotted leopard. Did you know that? Oh, but you can keep changing. Uh-huh. Yeah, you got a bloodline, a pedigree, and you don't know it. That's why you can keep changing, because they changing you out of history. They writing you out of history, and they in your land, conquering you. You're being occupied. These states that are sitting around here, they're inside of territories. Did you know that? Whose territories are they in? See, you might got three states in one territory. You might got four states in one territory. You might got five states in one territory. Them territories belong to people, aboriginal people. They don't belong to no Negroes, blacks, and colors, and African Americans. They don't own a goddamn thing. They don't even own the contributions they do. Everything that they do is authorized and sponsored and copyrighted by the United States of America. That's you, my nigga. That's why they tell you shut up and dribble. Okay, how many Super Bowls you win, how many rings you win, that's all copyrighted property of the United States of America, an institution, a corporation. They don't belong to you. They might talk about you in history and then in accordance with the United States greatness, not on your own to your own country and contribute. You're supposed to be of African stock. When you run the Olympics, you run the Olympics for the stars and bars, the same ones that, boop, that's all you've been seeing upside your head, stars and bars. You've been seeing stars when they hit you upside your head and you wake up behind in jail bars. That's what you've been getting from the stars and bars. But when you're in the Olympics, you like, go, 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 the United States, go, go, go. But your brothers and sisters and them who running in the race, what you really running for their footy for our people and themselves, the Ethiopians and the Kenyans and all them, yeah, they representing self. That's right. They representing the nation, the self, them kind. You representing the same people that's got their foot on your neck, the same people that keep you down and don't even know who you are, laughing at you to the bank. Yeah, you in this false culture, laughing at you to the bank, selling it to the world, packaging it up, giving you a little bit off of it. That's all you can do. That's all they want you to do, entertain or jump through a basketball hoop or play some sports or entertain. That's what monkeys do. It's a sport. You ain't nothing to them. That's all we is a sport. Use your mind. Excel on them in your mind when you boss up and take over the world and make a change and be dominant. When your gene be dominant where they got to respect you. Fuck dribbling the ball. Everybody could do that. Some kind of sport. Who gives a fuck? That's entertainment purposes only. What about when real life kicks in? What about when you break your leg or your arm? Then what you go do? Sit at home and mope and get drunk and get high? What about your mind? They don't want you to use your mind. They want you to just dribble and shut up. So, with that said, we got a few minutes here left here. Anything cut off my screen and cut off over here. So I thank y'all for coming in here today, man. I really do. And let's see, we got five minutes left. You got to get you some Black's Law Dictionary. The older ones, the better. They gonna cost. Yeah, you got to get editions between 1 and 4. Oh, yeah, they're going to cost now. They're going to cost a pretty penny for them dictionaries and these books. And I got these Bouvier, these John Bouvier's, Dictionary is adapted to the Constitution and laws of the United States of America and of the several states of the American Union. With reference, y'all understand that, with references to the civil and other systems of foreign law. You got to understand what they operating under over here. It's agreements going on. It's treaties and stuff. Who are you? It's treaties going on to protect people and protect foreigners, protect their citizens that come over here. You don't know that people, all people are under sovereign kings? All people are tied to nations and kings and queens? You didn't know that, huh? You know why you don't know that, black man and woman? Because you're nationless. You're a stateless person. That's why you don't understand that. You don't understand that. You don't understand counselors and stuff like that, and representing people that at the council and stuff like that. You don't understand diplomatic affairs because you're nationless. You're stateless. But everybody has a monarch, a nation, a kingdom they come from. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. And everybody, it's just an extension of your dominion here. The only person that's not at home is a European. How do you know? His name says it all. He's European. It's classmates. These are third graders. Kids, that's what they say. They're on their children. Children, is this Europe? No, sir. This is not Europe. They're of Europe. If you're of European stock, you are a foreigner. You're not at home. This is not Europe. So somewhere in Europe, you got a home, whether it's Poland, Ireland, Russia, whatever it is, Spain, wherever you at, that's your home, but you're not home here. So the next question is, B, whose home is it? Well, they say the Indian. Well, we just proved India. If you Indian, then you're from India. This is not India. That's in the Deep East. So that means this is somebody else's home. And whoever they is, they show not waking up and saying, hey, I'm home. So who are they? They got to be asleep somewhere or just completely dead off to the earth. Are they the Mayans? Well, they say the Mayans was down further. So who are they? Because they're not claiming their home because this is not India. Guess who it is? Guess who the sleeping giant is? Guess where the land of milk and honey is? How do you think these people became a world power? Being the land of milk and honey. When they discovered that we had all this over here sitting on this, they became a real power by dominance, by taking it. Now they the real power off your back, off your country, off your land. And you sitting right here want to be a Negro and take the little snippets they feed you instead of just waking up and seeing you at home. Hell, combine power, what's going to do it? We combine our power. And all everybody say we at home, well, guess what they got to do? The prophet said it. One day you go smell the European before you see them. See, they're going to take to water. They're going to have to take the water. They got to get on them ships and go back home. We at home, y'all. Come together. Come together under your nation, native nationality. You will figure it out. Yeah. But seeing you Negroes, blacks, and colored and all that, and signing them papers every time you sign some document that said what race, and you put in black or white. It ain't no black or white race. It's only one race, the human race. That's it. There's only one race on planet Earth, the human race. If you see anything else, let me know. So, once again, we got 60 seconds then. I thank y'all for tuning in to, you know, the morning drip of Suleiman Bey. To my prisoners, not my prisoners, to my prison audience out there just listening. You feel me? That's what we're working on, man, getting the brothers under their jurisdiction, getting their nationality together so you can challenge the jurisdiction of these courts and these people because they don't have no jurisdiction over your person. Only person they have jurisdiction over is the artificial person called a Negro, black, or colored. So that's what all the documents say that you was arrested on. All every document has the black on there. So that's false. That's fraudulent. There's no black race. No black person. That's an artificial person created on paper only. It's been a blessing talking to y'all. We'll be back at it again tomorrow or the next day. You know, I got a lot. You got to go back in the archives and re-listen and study, get caught up to pace. I love y'all. Thank y'all for joining. And see y'all soon. Suleiman Bey, the Morning Drip. Peace and love.